Then there's another lady, Aunt Ethel Reed.
Ethel Reed was my mother's sister. She was 5 years older than my mother. She lived to be 95. My mother had a brain tumor, and she died in 77.
The three of them, your grandmother, your aunt, and your mother, the three ladies, were very close to you.
That's right.
Had tremendous influence in your life.
They sure did, because they were always together, and I never could split them up. They came together, and you couldn't shake them.
So they always kept an eye on you. What do they call you when you were a child? Was it Boone, or did they
call you? Boone. They call me Boone. My mother never liked T-Boone because she said, that's going to turn out T-Bone.
Yep.
And I don't want any nicknames. You go by Boone. I said, I want to go by Tom because I like it better. When I introduce myself as Boone, people usually say Ben. She said, well, when they do, you straighten them out, and if you have to, spell your name for them. But said, you need to tell them who you are. And she said, there are a lot of Toms, there are a lot of Georges, a lot of Charlies, not many Boones. Once you tell them your name, it'll stick, and they won't ever forget it.
And your grandmother was Nellie.
Yes.
What kind of person was she?
She had a great sense of humor, but your first look at my grandmother, that she is pretty serious. My dad, I've never seen him show respect for a woman like he did his mother-in-law. When he went over to her house, he took his hat off and went in. He left his cigar on the porch banister and never went in there and smoked. He smoked at home. He was respectful of my mother, too, but my grandmother, I caught on to that at some point, and I thought, there's more than respect here. He's afraid of her. And I really think that he was afraid. He never called her mother. He never called her Nellie. It was always Ms. Melanson.
Was your father tall? Or was
no. My dad was 5'8". My mother was 5'3", and I'm 5'9½". So I got pretty lucky there.
On handling your money, there's a story about you'd go to town with 50 cents. And she would ask you...
My grandmother.
Yeah. What are you doing? Where are you going with this money?
Well, the way it was, she had a big garden. And if you remember, being born in 28, you were into the Depression. But it was never at our table discussed. I mean, I don't remember it being discussed. Hard times and people were struggling and all, but I don't remember the word Depression. It could have been said, I just don't remember. But I very well remember that my mother and dad both worked. My mother worked for the government. She was a manager of the rationing. She had Hughes County, Seminole, Pottawatomie counties. So she had a lot to do.
And that was during the war years.
That was during the war now. So you're now up to 40. Go back to Depression and also the Dust Bowl, because that was going on
yep.
at the same time. I can remember very well that my grandmother had a big garden. We ate out of the garden, and then they canned out of the garden. So that garden actually was big in our lives the full year because we ate canned goods and all. The Melansons were very frugal people. My grandmother could stretch a dime pretty far. I can still remember that she marched me back into a room in her home, and she said, okay, this is the light switch. See, it turns it on and turns it off. When you come in, if you can see well enough, you don't turn it on. But one thing you do, if you turn it on, when you leave the room, you turn it off. She said, next month, if you continue to walk out of rooms and leave the lights on, you will get the light bill, and I will expect you to pay for it. That made an impression on me.
Think it affects you today?
It sure does. Listen, I don't leave this office at night without turning my lights off, and if I'm in a conference room and I'm going to leave from there, I walk back around here and cut off my lights before I leave.
But didn't you say you were going to town with 50 cents and she'd ask you?
Yeah, I'd run down the driveway. The driveway was between our homes. You know, it had gravel on it. She had worked her garden. At daylight, she was towing in a garden and everything. It was an immaculate garden, and it was a big garden. Now she was through, and I'm going to town, and it's like 9 o'clock Saturday morning because I want to get there early enough to get a haircut and then go to the movie and get a bag of popcorn. So I'm going down that driveway running to meet a couple of guys down on the corner. I stopped. She had taken her bonnet off and put it in the swing, and she was swinging to get some breeze there. Hot, really hot. And I would come to an abrupt stop, slide on the gravel, and say good morning. And she said, now, Sonny, where are you headed? I said, I'm going to town. She said, "And what are you going to do?" I said, "Well, I'm going to get a haircut." She said, "Well, then you have money with you." I said, "Yes, I have 50 cents. She said, "Now tell me how you're going to spend that." And I said, "Well, a haircut's 25 cents. And then I'm going to go to the movie, and I'm going to spend a dime for the movie, and then popcorn's a nickel, and I'm going to buy a bag of popcorn." She said, "Now, Sonny, you have money left over at that point, and I want to tell you, a fool and his money are soon parted. Don't be a fool. Come home with your money." And so the very next week, the same routine. I would go down the driveway. "How much money do you have?" You know, and it was a constant. You were held responsible. You would account for what you had and what you were going to spend. I didn't realize at the time. I thought, she doesn't remember. Yeah, she remembers. Question is, do you remember? Yeah. Is what it was. And she hammered away.
Your Aunt Ethel was a teacher.
And yes, she was my school teacher.
She taught you. So, man, yes. You could not get away from these women, could you?
Could not get away from her. She and my mother, they're sisters. She had a son that was very unusual. He's very smart, and he's very focused. Played the cornet, sang in a choir, was not an athlete, and was a very good student. I was more into sports, tried to play a clarinet, was not any good. Tried to do piano, and it was worse. Bob and I were not. We didn't have the same interest. At the same time, he was a great guy, and his father died. His father was 40 when he died, had a heart attack. So my father was kind of a surrogate father for Bob. So the family was tight. I mean, we were all there. We usually ate supper together at night, not dinner. Mid-30s, it was breakfast, dinner, supper. Dinner was at noon, but we ate out at garden at night, and my dad didn't like it when we didn't have meat. He said, "We're doing well enough, we can have meat." And my grandmother said, "We will have, Tom, but not every night."
So that meant you had to go out and buy beef or chicken, mm-hmm. and all.